Hey, I know it's late. I just, wanted to stop by if that's okay. I figured you, being the eternal night owl, you might still be up. Thanks. Is everyone asleep? No, I'll be quiet. Thank you. Honestly, I felt very underdressed. Everyone at the reunion was head to toe glam. I missed you. How are you? Yeah, I figured. No, listen, I'm sad. Like I said, I really missed you. I really missed having, I don't know, someone genuine to talk to. Someone who wasn't telling me all these insane stories where I'd had to sort through and figure out how much was exaggerated or made up. I felt like it was almost a who is the most successful of life show off, more so than a chance to reconnect. Yeah. Yeah, you were right, for sure. For sure. Few people asked. Honestly, there was a lot of people saying that they pictured us being married with two kids and, white picket fence situation. I guess. Somewhere. Mark, I think, was the one that surprised me the most. You remember what he was like, right? Just the last person you would imagine being in a committed relationship and seemed, I don't know, kind of happy about it. Kind of, I don't know what his vibe was really. I'm still trying to understand that. Yeah. So some of his stories just seemed extravagant. Not that they necessarily weren't true, they were just very over the top, I assume. Oh, he does? He has a YouTube? I did not know that. No. Keeping up with everyone hasn't really been a strength of mine, No social media things. Well, I don't like that. It doesn't seem real sometimes. You didn't really answer my question. How you were doing? I mean, I can read between the lines, but Do you want to talk about it? And why you didn't come today? Not easy when you feel like your own story isn't where you'd figured it would be by now. You know, you see people moving out and getting jobs and getting married, having kids, and you think, oh, what do I have to show for these years? I get not wanting to spend a night answering those kind of questions. I think that was the case for a lot of people. Both those who didn't show up and those people who did. You're not, though. You're not behind. You chose a different path. Or didn't. Okay, I'll rephrase that, but you haven't failed. You know, some people have. They're at a different place in their lives at the moment. Doesn't mean more than that. You know, just because they are, that doesn't mean that you'll never be. And it's also, this is not the end of your life, you know? This is not the final chapter of your book. You didn't miss your chance. You didn't miss your chance to fall in love. You're gonna find a job that you love. One day you're gonna live in a place that you dreamed of. But you don't have to get there by a certain age. I know that's what everyone keeps saying. Parents. Society, and I think they're wrong. I don't think life is about checking boxes. I think life is about experiences. Those that feel good to you at the moment. That feel right to you. Right now. And only you can decide what feels right at the moment. Nobody else. Nobody else gets to make that decision for you. Nobody else gets to write your stories. And when things happen, you know, all the good parts of life, they don't have an age limit. It's not embarrassing I mean, I don't want to minimize you feeling that. But it's okay. Somebody you meet, somebody you fall in love with, they're gonna love you. They're not gonna care that you don't have this or that as far as a house or a car, that you haven't figured out work or been in a relationship. I know, but I know it sounds bad when you say it like that, but it's because of all those preconceived notions. My point is, the people who matter, the people who genuinely care about you, they want you exactly as you are, right now. They don't care about the other stuff that's superficial. You know, you can have the most high-paying job, you can have the 2.5 kids, you can have the white picket fence and be the most miserable person on the planet because you weren't true to yourself. Or you can be happy having all of those things. The point is, everyone is different and you have to do what is right for you when it feels right to you. You're an amazing person. And the people who really get to know you see that. And the other things are just fluff. They're things you're gonna figure out on your own time, on your own conditions. I mean it. I mean it. You're still the same wonderful person. And oh my God, as the person who gets you the luckiest person alive. Some girl is gonna be so lucky to be with you. She doesn't even know it yet. You should get some sleep. And probably me too. Oh. Yeah. I can stay. If you want me to. I don't mind. Yeah. Bedroom. And you know I get the left side. Guest privilege. Dang. Why is your bed so comfortable? It's better than mine, like 1,000,000%. Mine just looks, it looks like deceptively comfortable, but it's not really. You have no idea how good it feels to not be in heels right now. My feet are dead. Did I have fun today? Had some good conversations. most of them, like I said, just... Yeah. One trying to outdo the other. Yeah, I didn't really like that. Can you blame them for thinking that? For thinking that we would be married? I mean, we were inseparable then. And we're still pretty close. I think we were just two people on the outside who grew close. You know, you're one of the few people I actually feel like I can be myself with. I'm one of the few people who don't judge all the hardships. One of the few people who listens. You know how sometimes people, they look like they're listening, like they're looking at you, they're nodding, but it feels like they're thinking about what they're gonna say next. More so than actually hearing you out. Yeah. Thank you for still being my friend. I don't know why you wouldn't be, just... People grow apart sometimes, you know. And I'm glad you're still here. I'm glad you haven't changed. No, you have grown. You have. I think everyone's definition of that is just different. Some people think you grow by meeting these societal milestones. Like the whole getting the dream job, or going to college, and meeting the right person, settling down, having kids, you know, the whole thing. But I think growth is also what's happening on the inside? How you're growing your empathy and your compassion. Being able to be a good friend. I would value those qualities a lot more, honestly. Well, if you want all of those things, it's never too late. Come on. There are people who are like 60, 70 plus, who make major life changes, who get married, who move places, who... Exactly. You know, when I started college, I had one class with a woman who was soon to be turning 60. She was so inspirational, you know, taking that step at an age that people just assume to be close to retirement. But she knew what she wanted to do. She had a passion that she never really followed because she was scared. Scared that it wouldn't lead anywhere. Scared that people would judge. So she never tried. She did the safe option. And suddenly, she was ready for the challenge. I think a lot of people only tell you the good things that happen in their life, you know. They don't tell you about the downhills. They don't tell you if they made a mistake. They make up stories about what they did during the weekend. Stories that make you think, wow, my life is shitty. And the truth is, it's not. I'm not saying that everyone is in the same place. And I'm not saying there aren't people out there who find whatever path is right for them really early on and have a really beautiful life. But just because that's a path that they have, that they're currently on, it doesn't mean that just because yours look different, that's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. You'll get there. I promise you will. All you have to do is want it. And take small steps whenever you're ready for those steps. And don't take a step just 'cause. Do it because you want to. Because it feels right to you. And because you're ready for it. I feel like that's what you've always done. And I admire that about you. Like, you have no idea how much I admire that. Because so many people don't. And that's no way to live life, right? If you only get one chance, wouldn't you want to, at the end of it, be able to say that you were true to yourself? That you didn't do things just because somebody said that it was the right thing to do. Even if it was a lot of people who said that, if it didn't feel good to you, why do it? If it didn't feel right, then why? You know? Or am I just rambling? You know I'm a rambler, so tell me to be quiet and I will. Anytime, but you know, I'm not just saying this to make you feel better. I want you to be happy. And you truly, truly deserve to be. You're an amazing person. And I'd never let anyone else say differently. Not even you.